Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Stories of the Cemetery.
And to talk about it, we have three people from that group. We have Linda Benson, who is the director and writer, Audrey Kelly, who is an actor and also one of the organizers of the group, and John Fraser, who's also playing one of the characters. So welcome to Stage Talk.
Morning, Steve.
Well, Audrey, tell us how this all started out from the very beginning.
Well, from the very beginning, it started as lecture tours, the John Bregoy Summer Solstice Tour, held every June 21st. Last year, Rob Jones, the director of the cemetery, asked if we could do more tours during the summer. Well, we didn't want to do more lecture tours, and Linda Benson came on board to help change lectures into stories and to help us get actors to act out the stories that we came up with. And that was the beginning. Last year was a pure experiment, and we think it went very well, and we want to try it again and again and again. It's a lot of fun.
I was there last year, and I loved it. I found it fascinating.
Thank you.
So you're bringing these historical characters alive with actors doing their stories, correct?
Yes.
So Linda, how did you come across these people, or Audrey maybe can answer the same question, and how did you go about writing their stories?
Well, Bruce and Audrey had a list of all of these characters, people, whom they have discussed at the cemetery tours. And we tried to choose very interesting ones and a variety. For instance, this year we have several murder victims, as we did last year. I have to do a little aside, and when I told my brother, who does a cemetery tour but just lecturing in Iowa, he says, yes, but ours are all true. Yours are made up. And I said, oh, but you are so wrong. But we have had a more colorful past, I guess, in Anchorage than they did in southern Iowa. So we have some truly interesting folks who are buried there. And so that's the kind of thing we're doing. We're trying to find interesting variety and present them so you get a little historical idea of early Anchorage. Several actors who've done it now, this is their second year, have said how much they're learning and how they feel this great rapport with the people whom they have portrayed.
Mm-hmm. And John, you're portraying one of the characters.
I am. I'm one of the new people that have been put together for the Stories of the Cemetery. I'll be playing Wayne Hussey, and I'm really thrilled to be doing that. He was quite a character in the community at large, but also was very very much somebody who started the gay rights and some of that history here in Anchorage. He founded the Coronation Ball, which happens every year around Labor Day, and that's a huge West Coast network, and he got the Anchorage chapter going and actually won as Empress, the first Empress of Anchorage.
Interesting. So do you wear costumes as well as props and so forth?
Oh, yes. I want to speak to Wayne Hussey, though, for just one moment.
Sure.
Because everybody that I talked to about Wayne Hussey said that he was flamboyant, colorful, absolutely charming, a delightful character. And, of course, you'll learn more about him if you come to the Stories tour. But I'm real pleased that he's going to be one of our characters this year.
And John plays him so very well.
Thank you, Linda.
Absolutely.
The script is such a natural. I mean, it just, the way that it's written, it feels so natural. You really feel like I'm Wayne Hussey, and I'm just talking about the high points of my life. And, you know, everything, I assume the other scripts must also do the same. You know, how everything kind of winds down to the end of life, and then, you know, eventually how you end up there in the cemetery.
With these people who are buried in the cemetery, one must ask the question, are there people who knew these people coming by and seeing the portrayal of these characters?
Oh, very much, yes. And Linda has a great story from last year.
Yes.
Well, let's hear that story.
Well, this woman was dearly loved, whom I did last year, and I had her goddaughter come who had someone drive her from Soldotna to be sure that I did it correctly. there were several people who knew her and remembered her and wanted to be sure it was done tastefully. And I hope I did it all right.
You did.
All of the characters, we have done, all except two of the characters this year, have been done in past cemetery tours. And really, there is, it's public record information mainly. And we try very hard to be very truthful and respectful, and we stick to the facts.
Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Linda Benson, Audrey Kelly, and John Fraser talking about Stories of the Cemetery coming up very soon. And this is where people go through the cemetery and they meet people from Anchorage's past as portrayed by live actors. So tell us a little bit more about some of the other characters we'll be seeing.
All right. Well, we have several murder victims, as I said. Very sensational murders at the time. One, it was a case of mistaken identity, and they were drunk, and they had cabin fever, and things got out of control. One is a businessman, was a businessman in Anchorage, and he was part of this very steamy love triangle. He did great at business. He didn't do very well at his love life. And then we have chosen to tell you about some of Robert Hansen's victims who are buried there because we thought folks ought to know that they are there.
One of them is not identified, as I understand it. Do you have her on the tour?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. And they never were able to identify her because she was not all of her was found. We'll put it that way. And we hope we are doing it tastefully, but historically accurately. And I don't want there to be an uneasiness about that. I just feel that these women were, after all, human. And it doesn't hurt us to take a look at their lives.
We're also doing another businesswoman. It's a businesswoman this time from the ever-popular Club 25, and she just might give the ingredients of her secret cocktail that she prepared for Club 25. We have a pioneer aviator, crusty, colorful, one of the early bush pilots whose name is mentioned in all of the early aviation history. We have the first fire chief, who was a prominent citizen in the territory. He had a secret.
And you're not going to tell that secret, I'm sure.
No.
Oh, no. You have to come into the Stories Tour.
They're going to tell it in the tour, but not on air.
Oh, okay. Well, so people, how do they get from one place to the other? They just walk by these grave sites and meet the people?
Mm-hmm. It is a self-guided tour. You walk to wherever you see a flag and a group of people standing there, listen to the story, and then on you go to another one. We will hand out maps, and you just go at your own leisure.
I went last year, and I had a very good time. And I've lived in Anchorage for a long time, and yes, there were people on the tour that I had actually met. And I felt that it was respectful, but it was very funny. Let's not forget that this is a pretty darn funny tour, and these are really interesting people. And I enjoyed it very much, and I intend to go again on this coming Sunday, which is when it's going to be.
So, John, tell us about, is this the first time you've portrayed a character for this, or were you involved last year?
This is the first time I'm telling one of the stories from the cemetery, but I've been telling all my friends to come. I think that even people with young kids can come because you're outdoors. So if anybody becomes restless, you know, it should be a beautiful day. This week is supposed to be beautiful through the weekend. And then, you know, you can just wander around and you take in as much as you want to take in. That's one of the things that's nice about this.
And they give you a map, but you go in any order. What I found was that if I saw too large a crowd where I wouldn't be able to hear very well, I went to a different one and then went back and got that one and picked up that one when the crowd had moved. And you can skip anything you want to, or you can see them all. It just depends on how you feel about it.
Did you get to see them all, Jean?
Yes, I did finally.
You know, one nice thing about this, just in the world of theater, is this is harkens back to more environmental theater, where you're taking the mm-hmm. play to where it actually happened. Not necessarily a play. These are not characters. I apologize for saying that. But we're taking the performance to the place where it actually mm-hmm. happened. So you get the environmental aspects as well as the show there. So do you ever find that you get mosquitoes and
no mosquitoes rain? Last year. We're praying for sun, obviously. that would make it a much happier time. It's lovely there. It's flowers and bushes, and it's a lovely stroll.
And let's remember that this is the cemetery, the downtown cemetery, the one between 6th and 9th, between Cordova and Denali.
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fairbanks.
It sounds like a wonderful time. And, well, as some of these folks in this portrayal might say, our time is up. Our time is also up here. And for Stage Talk, I'd like to thank our guests, Linda Benson, Audrey Kelly, and John Fraser, for coming by and talking about Stories of the Cemetery. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
TBA's Actors Academy plays will be showing this weekend, Antigone and the Tolstoy Story Play, and next, The Jungle Book, Sleeping Beauty, James and the Giant Peach, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Showtimes are 2 p.m. or 7 p.m. For information on the exact times and location of each play, call 677-PLAY or go to TBA Theater, that's theater with an R-E, .org.
And the Alaska Theater of Youth Summer Conservatory will present their festival of plays, Snow White, Puss in Boots, Myth Adventures, and Cirque Rhapsody, on July 27th and 28th at the UAA Fine Arts Building main stage. For the schedule, go to aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org or call 907-338-4901.
Alaska Theater of Youth is looking for directors, music directors, stage managers, scenic artists, stage crafters, choreographers, everything for the upcoming main stage season of plays. Got skills? ATY is also looking for instructors for their drama center. Propose a class in your area of specialty. Contact Jessica Jacobs, the executive director at aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org or call 907-338-4901.
Tomorrow at noon, there will be auditions for Cyrano's American Night Ballad of Juan Jose, written by Richard Montoya and directed by Richard Benavides. The auditions will be held at noon at 333 West 4th Avenue, which is the Blue Building, third floor. For more information, you may email cyrano@ak.net or call 274-2599 and leave a message.
In Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, The Jungle Book closes this weekend with performances tonight and tomorrow at 7. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfineArts.org.
And we have another casting call. Perseverance Theater is looking to cast the role of Crooks of Mice and Men in the play of Mice and Men. The show will open the 2012-2013 main stage season in both Juneau and Anchorage. Now, Crooks is an African-American stablehand on the California ranch. If you're interested in auditioning, contact Shauna Strausser at 907-364-2421, extension 232, or shauna@perseverancetheater.org.
Up in Talkeetna, running all summer, and you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
And Anchorage Community Theater's production of Hamlet 2, Better Than the Original, runs through the 29th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
This Sunday, we can all go to the cemetery, take the tour, and watch the actors anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. Parking on the Office Depot lot on 6th Avenue is available or on the street. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.